House Majority Leader Lee Qualm sponsored the bill and says it's unfortunate it's been referred to as anti-vax. He says it's really about medical freedom.
It does not ban vaccinations, and I want to be clear that I am not opposed to vaccinations. They have saved millions of lives. For the vaccination portion of this bill provides the freedom to decide if you want to get all the vaccinations as scheduled, some of the vaccinations, or none of the vaccinations, and use a different way to increase the immune system in yourself and your children.
In opponent testimony, State Secretary of Health Kim Mulsum-Risden pushed back against assertions that vaccines aren't proven to be safe.
Children who are not vaccinated are more than 35 times more likely to contract measles and 6 times more likely to contract pertussis compared to vaccinated children. That's a fact. We know that vaccines are safe. The U.S. vaccine supply is rigorously tested and monitored for safety. Don't let people tell you otherwise.
After hearing from parents and medical professionals, the committee decides to send the bill to the 41st day. Representative Rhonda Milstead says the decision is a matter of doing what's best for the whole community.
There's nothing here that says a parent doesn't, they have to get vaccinations. But they're required for school. They're required when you enter the space of other children.
The bill is defeated on a 10-2 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.